Welcome to the Scarlet Blue and You podcast. Thank you for joining us. I'm Lauren Yauss, your Scarlet Blue and You host and the Hannibal LaGrange Alumni Director. I'm coming to you from the Burt Studio on the always beautiful but slightly chilly HLGU campus. Do I have something exciting to bring to you today? We have Charles Rapp, who's an alum and the baseball pitching coach, here to talk about our new and exciting Disc Golf Glow Tournament happening Thursday, April 21st. Welcome, Charles.
Thank you.
So, you're an alum, so I want to take that opportunity to hear about your student experience. So, just go for it. Tell me all about it.
Yes. So I went to a junior college right out of high school, was doing engineering school. And then I really felt God kind of pulling me more towards ministry. And I was a new believer still. And I knew HLG had the Bible program. Their baseball coach, Clay Biggs, who's still around, had also reached out to me to play ball. And so everything God kind of put into place for me to transfer up here with my wife. We got married after freshman year, so
nice.
We actually transferred into HLG married, so we didn't have to worry about the ring by spring.
Flipping the bell.
That's right.
So had all that covered.
So yeah, so we transferred up here. I did the Bible program and played baseball.
Nice.
Sarah was biology and played soccer, and so things really, really fell into place for us.
That sounds great. And ever since then, you really haven't wandered very far.
No, we've transplanted our lives to Hannibal, yes.
That's awesome.
We're from South St. Louis and always knew that we would go back there as soon as we finished up, and now we have a house here and kids, and this is all my kids know. So
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, God's plans are sometimes different than ours. Mm-hmm. For the better, I hope.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so you started as an admissions rep, right? Mm-hmm. And then you moved to athletics?
Yes.
Into baseball specifically. And what do you love about being the baseball pitching coach?
The opportunity to hang out with the guys for, 3 hours a day. So, again, I felt like God was pulling me up here to do ministry. I didn't ever really have a clear grasp on what that looked like. I was still a new believer and just needed kind of a crash course in the Bible. And so I came up for the Bible program. Never knew exactly what God wanted me to do with that. But now, being in the position I'm in, coaching baseball, so obviously something I'm passionate about, something I love that's been a huge part of my life, and getting to do it at a school that not only allows me but encourages me to share my faith through that. So getting to help young guys develop into young men, getting to help them spiritually and share with them and gospel conversations I get to have just in the midst of baseball practice or sitting in the cafeteria with them or whatever else. So I love that opportunity and that ability. And also, obviously, as a competitor and as a baseball guy, still being in the game.
Yeah, getting to do what you love every day.
Yep.
I get that. So just as a side note, how difficult was it to be a new Christian going into HLGU's Bible program?
Yeah, so I'm studying the Bible, and literally everything, not everything.
Does it feel new, like all the time?
90% of what I'm studying, I was reading for the first time.
Yeah.
Wow. It was something. So,
but if you were probably super excited.
Oh, yeah.
And you felt like God was revealing himself to you.
Yep.
Like super personally every day.
Yeah, I loved it. So the type of schooling is not down my alley at all. Like I'm super nerd. I love the physics and math of engineering school.
Okay.
I was doing well with that. I loved it. The idea of writing papers and doing all that, I hate it.
Translating.
Right? But when it came to like learning about the Bible and learning the ins and outs of it, how to interpret the Bible and all that, I just ate it up. Yeah, I loved it.
Awesome. Okay. So now we're going to shift into what is disc golf? And how did you get into it?
Yeah, so disc golf is essentially the same kind of rules and played the same sort of way as golf, except you're throwing a heavy frisbee, basically.
Okay.
So how I got into it was I had friends that have played, and I've always talked about playing and going out and messing around with it. But really, I just decided I'm a youth pastor at church, and I took my youth group out for something to do one summer, and we went and played disc golf. And that was the first time I'd ever played. And I loved it right away. It was really fun. It's it's active, so it's right down my alley. It's a really fun way to get out and go play. Also, most courses are free, and if not free, then they're cheap.
Much better than golf.
Much better than golf. The discs are cheaper, than golf clubs and all that. So it's a really good and cheap, easy way to get out and kind of be active and play. And also just as a competitor, and I love learning new things and getting to work with it. And then finding out it's actually really intricate, so the different discs fly different ways.
Sure, there are different weights, I guess.
Different weights, yeah. You have to have good form and all this stuff, right? So it's actually really intricate, and it's been really fun.
Okay, well, cool. And exciting thing is HLGU has a disc golf course that's relatively new. It only opened last summer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I put the baskets in July.
And I know it's been a dream on campus for certain departments for a few years, but after our day of giving last April, it became a reality. And over $4,000 was raised in 24 hours, which is so cool. So it's fully funded, and that included the baskets, the concrete pads, the signage. And it's totally open to students as well as the public, like you said, totally free. And on beautiful days, maybe not in January, February, March, it is very well used. Mm-hmm. Like there's a lot of people out there early in the morning before work and after work. So it's been a great blessing. And you were so instrumental in the design and implementation, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I basically got so obsessed with disc golf, and I was playing all the time, and I was like, man, we should have a course on campus. We've got the room for it, you know? And so I kept bugging people about it and bugging people and student life and whoever else. And I went so far as to, I plotted out, okay, if we had a course on campus, where would it be? So I have this like Google Earth project, and I still have, we've got 9 baskets in now. I've got like 27 mapped out, right? Like I just mapped out this whole giant plan of things. So I mapped it out and went out and looked at it and started talking about it, and I got with Student Life, with Steven, and we decided we would have a week where I would basically set the course up with temporary baskets. Mm. So we would borrow baskets from people, and we would have like a tournament and just have it set up for a week for students to play and just see how many people would use it. And so I did. So the layout that it is now, almost identical to the permanent layout we have now, I set it up with temporary baskets. Mm-hmm. And so it was up for about a week. We had a tournament. It was really successful. People were out there all the time. I can remember administrators coming in and being like, man, I saw like 12 people as I was driving on campus, you know, like just out there playing.
Yeah.
And so it was really fun. We set it up. But yeah, I had a lot of help. So the Palmyra Club, there's a disc golf club up there.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty active. And they had just built a course about a year before that.
Mm.
And so I had some of them come down. I'm still fairly new at this point. I've been playing like maybe 6 months, you know. I'm just so obsessed.
Yeah.
And so I had them come down and kind of help me with the layout. So with their help, we got a pretty good design set up for that field behind the library and figured out where we would want baskets, where you'd want to throw from and do all that. And so, yeah, we ended up putting it together. We set it up with the portable baskets, found out it was something that would get used, and then we ended up on the day of giving. Yep, we collected the money and got it all put in.
Yeah, and then on like the hottest day of the summer, you were out there digging holes and putting in baskets.
It was hot. Yeah,
you had, I think, had sweated through your shirt within like 3 minutes of being out there. And I did take a video of you.
Yeah.
And it was warm. But that just shows your dedication. So we appreciate that so much. So to say all that, we are going to celebrate that our 2021 Day of Giving provided this beautiful course and celebrate our 2022 Day of Giving, which is coming up April 21st and 22nd, by throwing a disc golf glow tournament on that Thursday, April 21st. So tell us all about the tournament, because you're the organizer and implementer and the cool guy with the tournament.
Yeah. So with our course, it's kind of a unique tournament that we're doing with this glow disc, right? This glow round playing in the dark. It's not something you do a whole lot, but it is something, it's not uncommon. People have glow rounds all over. A lot of courses, you have to be careful. If you throw your disc around a tree or something, or if you're throwing in the woods, it's pretty easy to lose it. So one benefit
disc
we have, and go buy a new disc. Yeah. And so it's really nice with our course. It's out in the open. It's not a super difficult course, but it's fun for beginners, intermediate, whoever. But it's all open. So you don't have like a thicket of bushes or something off to the side. You know, if you throw a bad throw, you're pretty much out in the grass unless you get stuck up in a tree.
It's kind of like a park.
It is. Yeah.
It's
beautiful. It lends itself to something called glow disc. So you can go out and put lights on your baskets, and then you can have discs that glow in the dark. They make those. You can put LEDs on your disc. There's glow tape. There are a multitude of things you can do.
All the options.
That's right. So with that, with our Day of Giving coming up, we wanted to have the tournament on the Day of Giving, which is on a Thursday. So you can't start at a traditional time in the morning. It's during the
right,
week.
It's a work week. Yeah.
And so yeah, we thought, well, it'd be really fun to implement kind of a glow round. So we're going to have an afternoon round, which I think we'll go through in a little bit here, but we're going to have an afternoon round, and then later that evening we'll actually set up a glow round and play in the dark. So it's going to be a really fun,
really fun,
unique opportunity. So, yeah, that's not something you see much in the disc golf world, is a, a GLOW tournament, especially in this area.
So
I think it's
cool.
going to be really fun.
Yeah, and so we're starting the first round at 5, so hopefully people can get off work maybe just like 10, 15 minutes early. And then we're going to have kind of a little dinner break, and if you want to stay on campus, I think we're going to have some yummy pizza for sale by the slice with some other goodies. And then you move right into the GLOW round at 8 o'clock, which in late April should hopefully be kind of twilighty and move into dark. So how do people sign up?
So we've got a few things going on. We're going to send out a flyer and get that out with the QR code on it. There's also a form we have on our website, hlg.edu. If you go /form/discgolfscramble, it'll come up. And then you will also be able to find the course on UDisc, and I'm going to try to get an event set up in UDisc as well.
And that's the letter U.
The letter U.
D-I-S-C.
And D-I-S-C. Yep.
And you can see our course, like the whole...
You can see the entire layout. Yeah. It'll show you everything.
And even comments and reviews and maybe some like spoilers, like how to get to certain baskets.
That's right.
Well, very cool. And this is a fundraiser for our Day of Giving. So when you pay your registration fee, which we haven't talked about, but what is the registration
fee? So it's a two-man scramble. So two-man teams, it's $50 a team.
Okay. And HLG students, we gave
students,
a little break.
Yeah, we're going to have a discount. It'll be $30 a team for them. If the tournament gets big enough, we'll have kind of a separate round. So an earlier afternoon round and then evening round for the students.
Yeah, because they can stay up late.
Yeah, they don't care.
Awesome. So... So when you go to pay your registration fee, like on our website, or if you want to bring exact cash to the event, that works too. It's really cool because you can actually designate your money towards anything at HLGU. So you can make an unrestricted gift and just say, HLG, use this how you need it. Or you can say, hey, I'm really passionate about this and I want my money to go to this, like athletics, baseball. You could do fine arts. You could do an academic program. So it's kind of cool. Like it's you get to have fun and help the university at the same time.
Yep,
which is really cool. So let's just recap all of those details one more time about the tournament.
Okay, so yeah, April 21st, Disc Golf GLOW Tournament here at HLGU on our course at 5 p.m. We plan to have round one. I'll actually have a temporary 9 set up as well, so we get a full 18. So you'll get a really unique kind of layout
very
there.
Very cool.
Yes. So we'll wrap around the whole campus. And then later that evening at 8 p.m., we'll have our GLOW round when it's darkish. And it's $50 a team for a two-man scramble. We will have pizza by the slice for sale after that evening round before the night round. For people, if they want to stick around and eat on campus. If not, you can go out wherever.
Yeah, go to McDonald's, come back.
Yeah, and so it should be a really fun day, a really unique day. You can sign up. If you see our flyer, there's a QR code you can follow to register, or you can get it on our website at hlg.edu and navigate through the forums for the Disc Golf Scramble.
Perfect. Okay, and if you have questions, can they contact you?
You can email me at charles.rapp, R-A-P-P, at hlg.edu.
Perfect. And you even have LED lights to sell people, right?
I do, yeah. So
if they don't have their own.
So if you don't have GLOW discs or you don't have anything to play a GLOW round, that's fine. I've got about 100 LED lights to sell to people kind of on the spot they can use. You just tape it right on the bottom. It shouldn't hinder anything and you should be able to find your disc.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Charles, for all of your great work on the new HLGU disc golf course, organizing and running this really fun tournament, and everything else you do for HLGU. You're a fantastic alum, and I am glad that you're one of mine. So thanks for listening to this Scarlet, Blue, and You podcast. Remember, keep a song in your heart, preferably the HLGU alma mater, and Hannibal Grange in your mind.